And the name of the song is called I'm Not Afraid, featuring Wandra. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. We're back. That was I'm Not Afraid from GMV. And the artist that made it was Tommy Prophet. And man, that brought me back to some pretty dark days, but very inspirational. We have on the line with us Shkwait Shachlach. And when he was going through his Guillain-Barré syndrome and laying in bed there on a ventilator for 12 days in a medically induced coma, we had to communicate with him, and he only had one eye that we were able to communicate, and it was one blink for yes and two blinks for no. And wow, and he made it through all that. And that's what this song reminded me. I'm not afraid. And he made it through all that, and he's with us right now. How are you doing, Squaished?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Cancer clinic said there's no signs of my lymphoma anymore.
Woo!
But they're keeping me on the treatment because they found a new node in my lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Because they said there was lungs there when I first got brought in.
Yeah, yeah.
But, they've been monitoring those ones, but they said this one's a new one, so they're going to keep me on the treatment for another while till the next CT scan and all that.
Oh, wow.
But other than that, they said everything looks pretty good.
Oh, man, that's so relieving, man. I'm so happy. So we have a subject, and it's on the importance of communication, and we'd like to hear your words from that.
Well, to me, I think the importance of communication is really helpful in maintaining good relationships, good relationships and entertaining each other, once we're good friends or family.
Mm-hmm.
There was a third point I thought of, but I forgot it on the way over. maintaining good relationships with others and entertaining each other with good communication,
Mm-hmm.
That way, helps build each other up when we can entertain each other
what you're saying, it reminds me of we grow up hearing it, and I believe it's true. They say laughter is good like a medicine, and when we're together and we're having a good time and laughing, and like you said, entertaining each other, that's so special and so important. It's so valuable. And, you can't buy it. You can't buy that. It's just so natural and so powerful. It's, once we get together and we're together and communicating and just having a really great time, the special power that comes out of that is astounding. And you're a great example of that because of all of what you've made it through and just what you're talking about. I believe, that's got to be, the keys of how you were able to manage and get through all those afflictions that you've made it through. And it's just so inspiring. And I'm always so proud and happy to speak of your stories to, people that I pick up and I talk to, and I can see that it uplifts them, and they tell me themselves this is therapy. So it's just so special and amazing. I'm just so proud and happy, and I'm just thankful that you're always able to come on with us live and join us and share some of what helped you get through all that and your inspirational songs. It's just a blessing.
I thank you guys for having me on.
For sure.
With the station and the listeners. Gives me something to look forward to each week, going through song lists and thoughts.
Very special. Very special for me and many, many people out there that you're inspiring and empowering to know that they can get through those same things that you've made it through. So, yeah. So I guess we're going to have to let you go. And I'm just so happy for the news. You know, that's a big, huge joyful news that makes me very happy.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you guys for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. I send it all back to you there a hundredfold.
Thank you so much.
Much love as well.
Yeah, lots of love to you too, and looking forward to hearing from you again, your sons, and more of your wisdom and kindness. So we'll say bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now.
Yeah, and have a safe and happy trip back.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and giving us some happy news about some of his cancer that's been pretty much depleted out of his lymphoma. So just amazing. Very special person. So we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we have with us Kanavar.
Hello.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. It's great to be back. I was away for a little bit and went down to the States to visit some family. But I've got a little piece of music here for you.
Yes. Thank you so much. And can you introduce where it's from and who
Certainly.
Made it?
Yeah. I actually made this one. So this is a homemade, homegrown organic piece. It's from a little EP that I did, and it's all analog hardware beats. This one is definitely more of kind of a 90s hip hop style. The other one is definitely more of a techno style. Okay. And so this one is called Locrian Sun.
Okay, man. We're always blessed to have you, man. Thank you so much.
It's such a privilege to be able to share music and also have such good quality, deep conversations on this program. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we're going to hear this song. It's called Locrian, and the name of the song is called Sun, right?
Yeah, Locrian is the EP, and Sun is that track.
Okay, so listen and enjoy, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for the song. We're back, and we're going to play another song, and it's going to be dedicated to Lady Fahima. So listen and enjoy, and we'll get to her. Devin Townsend, and he's the pride of New Westminster, and that was his song Hyperdrive. And very talented person. And we have with us Lady Fahima. How are you doing, Lady Fahima?
Hello, hello, dear chief and respected crew and wonderful, beautiful souls of your listeners inside of the country and outside of the country, many countries, and my warmest greeting always to the landowner of the country. Such a privilege to be on your station.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so we have a subject and it's called The Importance of Communication. And we'd love to hear from you on that.
Absolutely. Communication is just right now that we are talking to one another. Communication is internet, radio, TV. And these resources are the highest standard of the life of the communication. The differences of the thought, my thinking, your thinking, and the other individual thinking, we are not supposed to think same. The more we think different, differently, and different dreams, different thoughts, different vision, it bring the thunder, like two clouds. When they clash, the thunder happening. After that thunder is just the radiation, electricity, that it brings it on the air. It makes that light is so powerful, even it's too much for the body, for the humanity, but it's brightness. It brings the brightness. And the opposite thinking, vision, dream, these are, you know, bringing, you know, the giving to the humanity. It brings the light and hope for the better future, for the better life. And as a scholar, this is the prophecy of the scholar 170 years ago has been prophesied, and that was his opinion about the differences. The differences, you know, with, you know, the thought and the action, it brings the thunder. And that thunder it brings, it gives the life to the Mother Earth, to the humanity, for the good reason. It's positive.
It's so true, because it's just like nature. We need lightning and thunder, because that's what hits the ground and it produces, like, releases nitrogen into the ground and it produces growth. And in fact, Absolutely. Some plants won't even grow unless there's lightning that hits the ground. So Absolutely. Thank you for those words. It was pretty amazing.
Thank you for completing, you know, the way you interact with this communication that we are doing right now. You give a wonderful, generous impact to the very little thoughts that I researched and I brought it on the station, especially for the students of the University of Simon Fraser University. It's a privilege, any chapter, any subject. My priority is the future of tomorrow, which will be established by each one of these individual students.
Well,
that they work very, very hard on their project.
We sure enjoy what you bring to this radio station and show, all the information that you bring, the inspirational people that you bring in, and you yourself as an inspirational person for what you've achieved in your own life. It's just so much
Thank
of a privilege and an honor and inspiration for all of us. And we thank you very much and give you
thank
lots
you.
Of gratitude and gratefulness.
Dear Chief, same as usual, thank you for your very generous, kind words, kind thoughts. Absolutely is my privilege to be at this station, at the service of the humanity,
And after all, I'm the servant of mankind.
Mm.
And before I end my conversation with you, again, we are going to have the very near future with Dr. Payam Akhavan, the international lawyer who is sitting at the United Nations for the rights of the humanity, of the people. And is, you know, please visit his site on the YouTube. Is so he's very generous. Is huge, you know, the material he has provided for the, you know, giving back to the community is not only in Canada. Is very, very diverse, and every country has access to his site. With your permission, I'm going to announce his site.
Oh, yes, go for it.
Payam.akhavan@utoronto.ca.
Beautiful.
Payam.akhavan@utoronto.ca. Please enjoy his site. It's amazing. It's very empowering. And is really a new chapter, a new vision that is revolution in the nice way.
Mm.
That we will discover ourselves by his chapter, by his talk, by his program and material. There is a discovery about us, within us, and how we can approach and what they are. Enjoy his site. And thank you very much for having me.
Oh, Chief. You're welcome. Beautiful. We're going to have to say bye for now. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady Faima. And we're going to leave you with some Warsaw Guitar Orchestra, The Call of Cthulhu. So listen and enjoy. Bye for now. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.